Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news from the WordPress community. Now, welcome your hosts, David Wormsley and Nathan Wrigley.
Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 370, entitled Airtable Meets WordPress, Uniting Airtable's Power with WordPress. It was published on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and in a few moments, I will be chatting to my guest so that we can tell you all about Airtable and how it can combine with WordPress. But before that, a few short bits of housekeeping. The first thing to say is that the Page Builder Summit is just around the corner. Head over to pagebuildersummit.com and you can fill out the form there. There's only one field. We just really need your email address so that we can keep you updated. We've got over 35 speakers lined up, and there's a few that have brought content from previous summits as well. It's all completely free to watch for the first 48 hours, but there's also an upsell, which we call the Power Pack, should you want to have unlimited access to the content and all of the bits and the pieces which the speakers have brought as their bonuses. PageBuilderSummit.com. If you're interested in sponsoring that event, there are a few slots open still. Head to PageBuilderSummit.com/sponsors to find out more. If you are interested in finding out what we're doing at WP Builds, head over to our subscribe page, WPBuilds.com/subscribe, and we will send you a couple of emails each week telling you about the bits and the pieces that we have produced. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more by going to go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Weglot. Weglot, the easiest way to translate your WordPress website. The Weglot translation plugin gives you a reliable and easy way to make your WordPress website multilingual in minutes. No coding required and no developer time needed. Find out more at weglot.com. That's weglot.com. And we sincerely thank both GoDaddy Pro and Weglot for making it possible to put the WP Builds podcast on. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, so what have we got for you today? Well, I'm joined by Stefan Mernay. Stefan is the founder of WP Connect, and this is a really interesting project because it enables you to put data into an Airtable. We also talk about Notion, which is a similar service but has different attributes to it. And the idea is that whatever data you put into your Airtable will then be automatically populated onto a WordPress website. Now, it may be that if you're a WordPress professional, the idea of doing that seems peculiar. But imagine that you're somebody who's a complete novice and is familiar with things like spreadsheets, but can't really figure out how to use WordPress. So this may be your clients. And Stefan has got this intuition that maybe it's easier for them to update an Airtable and then know that that will appear on the website. And so we talk about all of that today. Really interesting, probably useful to clients. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Stefan Mernay. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, Nathan.
Very nice to have you with us. This episode is going to be absolutely brilliant, especially for me, because I genuinely think I'm going to be able to make use of the things that Stefan is going to be talking about. Stefan's joining us. He's connected. I don't know if he's a founder. He can explain that to us all in a moment. With a company called WP Connect. You can find that at wpconnect.co, not .com, .co. And over there, there's two things we're going to talk about today. One of them is binding Airtable to your WordPress website, but also we'll get into the subject of binding Notion to your WordPress website as well. But before we do that, Stefan, it's a very bland question, but it's a good place to start. Tell us about your history with WordPress, how long you've been in the space, what you've been doing over the last, period of time that you've been using WordPress. Over to you.
Yes, Thank you, Nathan, for having me. So I will be quick because I have a 20 years background, so I won't be too long to explain. But I'm more in the web strategy business. I had a web agency 10 years ago, and so I'm in the more in the providing services more than the product business. I was in Paris with a web agency, and we discovered WordPress, 15 years ago.
Nice.
So we use it for blogs, for e-commerce websites, and but we used as well another CMS. We didn't use really WordPress as a principal tools. We used Drupal.
Symfony. Nice. Yep.
We did a lot of Ruby on Rails as well a few years ago. And I was in Paris, and now I'm in Nantes since 5 years. And so now I run a web agency, Digital Corner. But this is an agency who has no employee or three employees, and the main objective is to build teams with freelancers. So depending of the budget, of the planning, of the type of project, I call freelancers. I made a team. And they run the project with the clients.
That's a really interesting approach, isn't it? So you get to build your team each time you do a project, right? That's neat.
Yeah, I make a network of freelancers in the west of France. So I had a lot of interviews with them. I try to be as well as much as I can, really precise on the client's needs. So I'm looking for the right freelancers to run the project. So I have a lot of contact partners to do that. Since 2 years now, 1 year and a half, I launched this new activity for me. Who is not services? Who are not services? To launch the products with WP Connect.
So that's going to be the main thrust of the conversation today. Again, I draw your attention to wpconnect.co. Go and have a poke around there. Maybe pause the audio and go and have a little bit of a poke around. But firstly, I think probably we're going to concentrate on Airtable today because I have more experience using Airtable, and so I'll be able to field a better quality of question. But we'll also touch on the Notion plugin that you've got as well. But the WordPress plugin for Airtable is called Airtable to WordPress, and it does what you might imagine. Now, for those people who don't use Airtable and never have, firstly, what are you doing? Go and check it out because it's utterly remarkable. Think of a spreadsheet, but a spreadsheet on steroids. So a spreadsheet where each cell can contain really almost any kind of data. So rather than it just being text, it could be images, it could be drop downs, it could be radio buttons, it could be date fields, anything. And so I think it's fair to say that over the last, 5 or 6 years, it's become increasingly popular with people in the digital space to store the data for their company and what have you. You know, it may be that you put your CRM type data in there. It may be that you put your financial data in there. It could be anything. But you spotted that it would be quite a neat idea to be able to update your WordPress website directly from Airtable. So this is a sort of set it and forget it plugin where you connect an Airtable table, you pick the bits and pieces of data that would come out of that table and then get pushed to a page or a post, and then you press go, you press sync, and you're off to the races. So First of all, just tell us what it can do. And if I feel like I need to step in, I will. But what are these sort of capabilities? Why did you build this plugin? Who's it really designed for? I'm guessing it's not specifically for people like me who use WordPress every single day of the week, because maybe this is more towards people who are kind of, you know, slightly tech savvy but don't really want to touch WordPress. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, the idea came from a client of our agency. It's simply as that, and the fact that I really look for another way to manage data than in WordPress, because it's been like 2 years, 3 years now that the no code business, I don't know if you are familiar with it, but is rising in accelerating, and I really test a lot of tools in this area, because I think that this is a revolution in our digital space, because a lot of tools are coming and they are a lot more and more accessible. And the fact is that now everyone can touch a tech tool with this kind of tools.
Yeah.
You have Glide, who can build a mobile app with a spreadsheet. You have Adalo, who is completely visual programming of mobile app. You have Airtable, as you say, who is a visual database, you know. You have automation tools like Make or Zapier, who are really, really growing. So when this kind of tools emerge, I really test a lot of them, and I say, yeah, okay. Now the WordPress, the CMS, won't be the only way to manage content, because these tools are arriving and we have to do something with that. And I say, yeah, okay. A lot of enterprise, a lot of society companies are using Airtable, and obviously they don't want to have their data in Airtable and make a copy paste in their WordPress. Okay. But they do it. So the thing is, the idea is simple: doing a connector. And we have this this client who have his entire information system on Airtable. So we wanted to have this connector. So we developed it, and we saw that there was already a plugin that exists who was called AirPress. I don't know if you knew
I've
it.
I've come across but not really explored it in depth. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the it was developed by a developer like 5 years ago, I think 4 years ago. So he was really a pioneer for the record, for the instance. But the thing is that this plugin wasn't updated since 1 year or 2 years, so not good for us. So we wanted to have ours. So we began to develop it. So we built a technical plugin for this client, and I say, why not to do a product and sell it? Because obviously there will be a need. There will be a market, and that's the case. So I made some research. I searched on the web for Airtable to WordPress, and I found nothing. And I saw some people who asking to send data from Airtable to WordPress, and they have absolutely no answers except using Zapier, third party plugin, third party tools like Zapier or Make. So what I wanted to do is a complete internal WordPress ecosystem and to have this plugin in WordPress.
So, okay, that's exactly what I assumed, actually. I kind of assumed that you'd come across that plugin and inspected it, but decided to roll your own solution. Now, let's just run through how this works. So basically, Airtable, as you said, it's a visual database, but it really does look like a spreadsheet. So it is rows and columns and cells. The options that you've got available in those columns, though. So just to be clear, you give each column a type. So, for example, it might be a single line text, a long text. It might be an attachment, a checkbox. It might be a date, a phone number, a URL, currency, percent, duration, rating, formula. I could go on. There's probably about 25 or so different options. But you give
and
each
you can
one,
have also relationship between,
tables
and cells.
And there's complicated sort of things that you can do in terms of manipulating that data. But the point being that you can add all sorts of different data in there. Do you consume with your plugin every one of those bits of data? And we'll get onto how you connect it in a moment. Or are there any which simply you're unable to bring them across just because they don't really fit neatly into how WordPress stores data? Or can you drag in and sync every single one of those data types?
The answer is almost yes.
Nice.
Nathan, because obviously when we start to launch this plugin, we didn't support every type of fields, because there is as you say, there is a lot of field types. So we try to do our best to support the main types. And with the life of the plugin, with the updates, we had some compatibility with the Airtable file types and the WordPress file types. So now you can find on our website a compatibility table on the documentation. This is the Airtable table, where we list all the field type with a compatibility with the WordPress field type. So we have the main field type like attachment, auto number, barcode. Collaborator, count, created by, that, date, currency, email, formula, integer. We have also roll up.
Wow.
And and some rich text, rating, phone. Yeah. So I think we support 80 to 90% of the Airtable field type.
Yeah, I was going to say things like barcode. It felt like that would be one which would be totally out of reach, but I guess not. I guess there's a way of sucking that in, but then there's probably some others in here which are very, edge case. I guess realistically though, in terms of a website is largely text, images, maybe URLs, things like that. So, you've definitely got those covered, which might be what most people are concerned about. And have you found that the use case for this has been people who are developing websites, people like me building client-facing websites, and then they can essentially tell their clients, look, here is a super simple, super easy to understand way of updating your website. In other words, the client logs into Airtable, adds a new row, writes in some text, puts in some numbers, uploads an image, and steps away from Airtable because you don't have to save anything. It saves itself on the fly. And then depending on how you've got your plugin organized, whether it's on update or sync or delete and all of that kind of stuff, which we'll get to, the client can then know that they've created a web page. They've created a web post just by operating an Airtable. So is that who mostly uses it, non-technical end users?
Yes and no.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Because for now, our target is WordPress users. We have some no-coders who are not familiar with WordPress, and this is more difficult for them because our plugin is more a back-end plugin, you know. We have ideas to improve it, to go to the front, to more easier with the templating, things like that. But for now, our clients are most of them real estate agencies. Real estate team, directories as well.
Yeah.
A little bit of blogs, but yeah, it is not really. I don't want that our Airtable is seen like a CMS. That's what I say to our clients. Airtable is not a CMS, and some of them use them as a CMS. But for me, Airtable is really a database. So you have your data, and you push it in WordPress, and you reorganize them in WordPress, and you display them in WordPress. When you use Airtable, exactly, you can have a column with a title, a column with a content, and a column with a featured image. Yeah, this is the basic stuff. You can have as well a category. You can have tags. Yes. So indeed, this is really simple. You have your database with the content field in the columns, and you can synchronize them with WordPress, and you can display them really easily. That's the thing.
Yeah. So you know, the perfect example there was a real estate website where you know everybody's been to a website where you're looking at properties. I mean, what has it got? It's got a title. It's probably got a price, so a number field. It's got a variety of images. It might have, I don't know, it might have a video attached with it or something like that. Some basic text. It might have other fields like, I don't know, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, available, how many square feet there are in the property, and so on and so forth. And for the staff of the real estate agency, like, how long would it take them to teach them Airtable and upload that data to Airtable? Honestly, I think it's under a minute. I think you could put that in front of somebody and say, okay, this is where we store the information. You know, be very careful. Don't delete anything by accident. But this is where you store the data. And it would take them absolutely seconds to figure that out. Whereas, okay, this is our WordPress website. Here's where you've got to go to log in. Once you've logged in, you've got to find the menu over here. This is the properties custom post type. Click on that. You've got to add a new one, then go and upload all the bits and pieces over here. You know, can you drag and drop? Well, not quite. You've got to click the upload image button or what have you over here. I love WordPress, but I can see that in some use cases, the one that you've just described, the real estate, it's just beguiling. It's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
Exactly. We have a big client who are developing only real estate websites, and they absolutely love our plugin because they use it like every day. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds database Airtable database. They want to switch to Bazerow, actually, who is an open source database. Visual database, and we are preparing a plugin for Bazerow as well.
Oh, that's a rival platform to Airtable, is it? That's another similar kind of visual database platform. Okay,
This is the open source alternative to Airtable.
What's it called? Bazerow.
Bazerow, yes. This is European. This is really cool stuff.
Okay, now I found it. You've basically ruined my day because now I'm going. This is my, oh boy, yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah, this is going to consume the rest of my day. Okay, never mind that. Yeah. Let's get back
and
to
yeah, it. Yeah. So to get back to Airtable, yeah, this client use our plugin, and they use as well the Gravity form to Airtable to plot their web form to Airtable. So they receive data and they send data from Airtable to WordPress. And they bought the Pro Plus version because we have the ACO plugins support and the ACF plugins support as well. So they use our plugin completely with their development process. They can't live without it now. And so they create their custom post type, or they create the custom field in the plugin or with ACF, and they manage to map their fields to WordPress and display it in their custom theme.
Okay.
We have as well two clients who use it for a job board. WP job manager, for example. It works well. So we have really specific type of site for now who are using the plugin. So yeah, directories, real estates, and job board.
Okay. Yeah, that amazing. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into some of the sort of the weeds of how the plugin works, because I think that would be of interest to most people. First question. This is kind of like a yes no question. Can you use the free version of Airtable? Can you just have a free account on Airtable and that will work?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Even if. And that's the problem with a lot of no-code tools. They are free to change their pricing plan at any time. And that's the fact with Airtable. They change their pricing plan like 2 months ago. And they really, really locked some features in the free plan. So, yeah, you can use it. But, for example, you only have 1,000 API calls per month now in the free plan. So it depends of your activity, but yeah.
Okay, right. And so the plugin, as we'll explore, is using the API to access. Yeah. And so as of this moment, so whenever we're recording it towards the end of 2023, the free version has a number attached to it, 1,000, which may, you know, I imagine in the case of a real estate website, you're not going to be adding 1,000 or deleting 1,000 properties a month, but it's worth noticing. So how do you bind the WordPress plugin with the Airtable? I mean, I've seen it in your video, but you basically have to go in and copy and paste a few bits and pieces. It's a little bit uninteresting to explain, but you copy and paste things from the URL of the air quotes spreadsheet that you're looking at, the table that you're looking at, and you paste them into the plugin. Are there any restrictions about the number of different things that you can sync in your free version as opposed to your paid version, so the pro version? So, for example, could I set up like 5 or 6 different ways of syncing data on the free version, or do I need the pro version for that?
The free version, you have only one connection, actually. You can import your contents as you want, except that you can't sync CPT. That's the thing that you can't do with the free version. You don't have CPT and you don't have custom field.
But you can pick pages and posts that would be available in the free version. Okay, but if you step up to the pro version, you will be able to, I don't know, like house, the estate agent example, you could sync to the house custom post type, right?
Yep, and you can create custom post type in the plugin if you want as well.
Oh, neat. Okay. Yeah. So it'll handle that for you. Oh, okay. So how do we then pick what data we want to sync? So let's say, for example, we've got, 50 columns in our website, 50 different field types. Do we just, does the plugin figure out what they're called and we just select them, or do we have to copy and paste the exact name of each column, something like that?
No, because Airtable did a really good move with the API like 1 year ago. We access to the metadata of Airtable.
Oh,
so
neat.
Now we, and since a few months, we use a token instead of the API key. So first you have to create a token to access your base, your table. If we have to access by read or create things like that, so you have to create a token.
Token based upon your entire Airtable account, or is there a per table token?
No, that's the thing. It was the case with the API key.
Yeah.
but now with the token, you can choose. You have more control of on it. You can choose the base. You can choose the table. You can even choose the view. You can choose if you want to create something. If you want just to read. So you have a really
right, neat. Yeah.
It's better for the security and for the accessibility of your data.
Okay, got it. Okay, so,
we updated. It was a big work for us update. To pass from the API key to the token. So when you create a token with your base and your tables, and you paste it on the connection field in our plugin. And when you do that, all the base and tables and view associated to the token will appear in a single select list. When you choose the base you want to connect, you choose the table you want to connect, and you choose the view you want to connect. You can go really deep into that. You can as well filter with a formula if you want only data that you want filter, like I don't know, you want to filter to a certain state in your data. You can filter with a formula. And right after, you have the mapping section.
Right. This is where it all starts to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. And you choose in the select. So you don't have to write, to type your the name of your fields. So you choose in the select all the fields that is in your table. And you map it in your WordPress. So you can map with a slug. You can map with the title. You can map with the ACF field that you created before. If you have the proprius version, you can map with anything you have in your WordPress. So you can create custom post type, and you can also create custom field that you have in your WordPress.
I get it. So essentially we do all the API business, copy and paste all of that over. We pick the view that we want, and we probably should say that Airtable isn't just about looking like a spreadsheet. It can display that data in all manner of different ways. So as a grid, as a form, or at least it can be, it can consume a form so that you can map the form contents to the table itself. You could show it in a calendar view, a Kanban view, and et cetera, et cetera. But for the purposes of this, let's imagine that we're looking at the grid view, which you could imagine as a spreadsheet. So you pick a field, and then you map that to a field in WordPress, and I'm guessing that you, the yes. ones that you described, you've got a similar version. So if I've got an email field in Airtable, do I have a similar field in your plugin to map it to? Is there always a one-to-one mapping, or does sometimes you just have to sort of pick the best fit?
We have the compatibility table, as I say, in the documentation. Obviously, a barcode won't work with a publication date.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, we try to guide the user to map fields and then for the objective that it works. But yeah, you can map, you can't map a title with a featured image.
Perfect.
Like that.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, you can do whatever you want. But if you want to have a custom field and CPT, you can have it really easily.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get stuck into that a little bit then. So you can use, in the pro version, you could map things to your own custom fields, but you could also map it to advanced custom fields, custom field, which is a bit meta. So there's options there, which leads me, I guess, to how do we display this stuff? And you mentioned a little while ago that you were a back-end plugin. This plugin is not handling the display of that. You have to figure that out for yourself, right?
Yeah, so for now, what we explained is that we connect, we import data, and we synchronize. But that's it. The way you want to display the data on your WordPress is on your hands, because you can do it in several ways, and we cannot support every type of theme, of custom dev, of page builders and things like that. So the thing is that, yeah, you have to know WordPress and you have to know how your theme is working to display data. So you have to do some CSS, you have to do some blocks, you have to do some manipulations to display the data. So we are, mostly a backend plugin. So for WordPress developers, this is really easy. For WordPress advanced user, it's quite easy as well. But yeah, for new WordPress user, or for neophyte, or for people that discover WordPress, it might be maybe a little bit complicated to display data. But we are preparing some tutorials with Elementor.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Because we saw that the mapping and the way that to display data is really simple in Elementor. So in Elementor you can do your mapping, your synchronizing in your plugin, and when the data is in WordPress, you can do whatever you want. And with Elementor, this is the case. So you can build a detailed page. You can build a list page with the data that you synchronize from Airtable, with the dynamic tags and things like that.
I would imagine that in the future, the block editor will also. I mean, pretty much now it's possible to map that data dynamically to all sorts of places. I mean, there may be some caveats, but you know, being able to consume dynamic data from custom fields is more and more on the table for non-technical users. So I imagine in the future, Elementor, obviously you've made the effort to build that connection, but in the future there's a whole stack of blocks that can do that kind of thing for you. So yeah, you could definitely do this as a non-technical user, although you would have to get into the weeds of how to do all of that.
Some clients are really understand how our plugin works, and when they have, like as I said, the WP Job Manager or a real estate theme or whatever directory theme, to map the custom field of their theme, they look for the slug, and they map the slug to the custom feed or table. And they do it really nicely and really easily. And it works perfectly.
Oh, I see. So that it comes across and it's the exact same. I get it. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. How does the synchronization work? Because I can imagine there'll be scenarios where you want this to be a one-way sync. In other words, everything that you put in Airtable gets pushed to WordPress. But let's say, for example, I don't know, if you delete it in Airtable, your WordPress post or page or whatever it may be, custom post type, it doesn't get deleted. You may want a complete sync where anything in Airtable, if it's updated, it gets updated on the website. Maybe you want a different kind of sync. So it's going from, I don't know, if you delete something on WordPress, it'll delete it in Airtable as well. What options do you have for keeping things in sync or not in sync?
Yeah. We choose to be only one, not bi-directional. We choose to be unidirectional because we think that the data is have to be stored in one position. To have a single source of truth. When you set up a connection, you can choose a sync strategy. So you have the add, update, and delete strategy. You have an add and update strategy, and you have the only add strategy. So if you choose the first one, obviously, when you delete something in Airtable, it will be deleted in WordPress when the sync is occurred. Once you do that, you can choose a trigger. We have three types of trigger: a manual, a recurring, when you can choose the frequency. So maybe if you want to update once in a week, once in a day, twice daily, once hourly, every 30 minutes,
right,
every 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can choose as well, for example, if you choose once daily, you can choose the hours. If you choose once in a week, you can choose the day of the week and the time, things like that. And you have as well instantly with the webhook, because the thing is that in Airtable, and that's the power as well, the powerful of Airtable, is that you have the visual database, okay, but you have as well automations. You can do automations in Airtable. You can do as well interfaces. I don't know if you know, but
no, I haven't played with that. No.
Yeah, you can build dashboard. You can build a small application with the data. It's really powerful. And you can do automation. So if you want to send data instantly when you modify an entry, when you modify a column, when you modify a base, you can call a webhook and your WordPress will be automatically update with the new entry of the text modified.
So loads of different options there. So, but basically, you're treating Airtable as the sort of source of truth. Airtable is the ground zero. Yeah. That's where everything kind of needs to happen. But there are definitely different options to sync it in all sorts of different ways. I feel like we've probably explained the Airtable version. Now, as I said at the top of the show, you don't stop with Airtable because, again, if you go to the WP Connect website, you'll notice that there's a similar product, but with Notion. And again, if you've not used Notion, it's a SaaS app. It does a very similar thing, but it does it in a very different way. Do you just want to explain? We don't probably have a great deal of time, but do you just want to explain the differences primarily between what Notion can do and why that might be a preferred choice?
Notion is, when we released the RWP Sync, Airtable to WordPress, we were already Notion users. And we were like, okay, if we do a plugin for Airtable, we have to do it for Notion, who is the other emerging tools that came across the world this past 2 years, and who is really, really, really powerful tool. The thing is that with Notion, you can do almost everything. You can do a lot of things. So in Notion, for now, we use it for documentation. And we were like, okay, we write all our documentation on Notion. We won't write it again in WordPress. So we decided to build a new plugin to connect, import, and synchronize Notion to WordPress. The thing is that Notion is like a Gutenberg-like. So
yeah, that's a good way of describing it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really obvious for us to use Notion as source of data, source of content, and to synchronize it to WordPress. Because there is some SaaS products who are able to take Notion pages, Notion databases, and build a website.
Yeah, I've seen those. Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like super.so, simple.inc, friction.so with open source, by the way. Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. So... and there was no plugin to connect WordPress Notion to WordPress. I'm really proud to say that we are the only plugin in the world
nice.
to connect Notion to WordPress. So we did the same. We take the basis of the Airtable to WordPress plugin, and we adapt it to Notion. The thing is that Notion handles database, but you can create pages as well, HTML pages with Notion. So the main difference is that with the Notion plugin, you can link, connect, synchronize, map databases like Airtable, but you can also connect, map, and synchronize pages. So, for example, you have like us a documentation on your Notion and Node database. You can synchronize pages, and every block of your Notion pages will be transformed in Gutenberg blocks.
Nee.
We have also created a Notion block in Gutenberg.
Oh, even better!
You can use a short code to call some piece of content in your Notion to, for example, use it as widget in your page, WordPress pages. So you can import and map this piece of content. A short code will be created, and you can call this short code in every pages you want to display. This piece of content of Notion in your WordPress pages.
That is really, really quite clever, isn't it? So there's a lot more that you can do because of the nature of what Notion has available. That's absolutely fascinating. What I would suggest is that everybody, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, pause this, go to wpconnect.co, have a little poke around. You'll see in the primary navigation, there's the Airtable to WordPress plugin, there's the Notion to WordPress plugin. And although we haven't got time for it today, Stefan did actually mention that there is a Gravity Forms plugin, which will enable you to consume data from a Gravity Form and push it to, for example, an Airtable or Notion. But there's also integrations. There's another one for WP Form, which is popular, and also the ever popular Contact Form 7. You can use those solutions as well. So yeah, wpconnect.co. Go and check that out. Stefan, if people wanted to ask you questions, you know, they've heard this, they've got an intuition that most of what you said would work for them, but they're not quite sure. They've got some edge cases, perhaps. Where would we find you online? Is it an email address or a Twitter handle? Whatever you like.
Yeah, you can send us an email on hello@wpconnect.co. I will answer promptly and really with no problem. You can follow us on LinkedIn and X Twitter with WP Connect, as simple as that. And that's pretty much. We are in on YouTube as well. We have a YouTube channel where we post tutorials and video to explain what the features of our plugin.
Perfect. So now we know where to reach you. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to waste the rest of the day looking at Base Row now. So thank you for that. But we'll hopefully we'll find you at some point online in the future. But thank you, Stefan, for chatting to me about all of the different things that you're doing at WP Connect. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. A fascinating discussion about putting bits and pieces from Notion and Airtable into your websites. If you've got any thoughts on that, please head over to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 370, and leave us a comment there. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more by going to go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Weglot. Weglot, the easiest way to translate your WordPress website. The Weglot translation plugin gives you a reliable and easy way to make your WordPress website multilingual in minutes. No coding required and no developer time needed. Find out more at weglot.com. That's weglot.com. And we sincerely thank both GoDaddy Pro and Weglot for making it possible to put the WP Builds podcast on. Okay, that's all I've got for you this week. A couple of things just before I head off. Don't forget, PageBuilderSummit.com. It's around the corner. It's happening in the latter part of May, so not that long from now, another 4 weeks or so. PageBuilderSummit.com. Go over there and join our waitlist to be updated when we have some more information. Okay, that's all I've got for you this week. Here comes some terrible, cheesy music generated by AI. And all that I'm going to say now is have a good week. Stay safe. Bye-bye for now.